Moving from the sugya on Dalet to the sugya on Zayin Amud Bet, we want to focus on the question of the centrality of the candle, and then get to the halachic question, which I think was Yonah who wanted it, of right flashlights and stuff like that, which we have to get there. But obviously, to do that, right, we never jump to the applications, right? You need to start from first principles, obviously. Okay. Good. So let's first read the Gemara on Zayin Amud Bet, which admittedly is a little bit odd. Okay. So the Gemara says, Lor Haner, you search by the light of the candle. Minahan imili. How do we know that you search by the candle? So here the Gemara introduces among the weirdest of the four-way Gzeira Shavas, or four-step Gzeira Shavas, that we have in Shas. Amar of Chizda, Rav Chizda said, Lamadnu mitzia mi mitzia u mitzia mi chipos, v'chipos mi chipos, v'chipos mi nerit, v'nerit mi nerv. I'm glad we're all clear on what I just said. Very good. So now the Gemara says, what does that mean? Mitzia mi mitzia. First, we derive a case of search, a case of finding from a case of finding. K'tiv hacha. It says here, meaning in the context of Chameit, Shiva'at yamim sa'or lo yimatzeh bevateichem, that for 7 days, leaven or sourdough shall not be found in your houses. No, the Zayin Amud Bet. The full version. Yeah, it's summarized again. But the full version starts here. Uktiv hatam v'echapes bagadol yichel uvekatan gela. Right, that he started the search for the goblet. In the context of what? Very good. Of Yosef's brothers, where Yosef had his whatever, the person who worked for him, according to the Midrash Menashe, hide the goblet in Binyamin's thing. And then he searched. The word search means search. Now, I will parenthetically throw out to you that there are several achronim who make a fascinating diuk from this, which I started twitching when I saw it. But as some of you probably know, there's an old, old minhag to hide 10 pieces of chametz on Bidika night. One second. The reason is because on the presumption that maybe it would be a bracha levatala, if you don't find chametz, you make a bracha. Now, this is very problematic for many reasons. First of all, the bracha is clearly on the search, right? Not on the finding. Second of all, the bracha to begin with is on biur, right? It's not the beginning of the, right? It's on biur. It's on the destruction of it, presumably. I mean, I'm oversimplifying it. But it's on the process of biur, which begins now but ends when you're burning it the next day. And therefore, regardless of whether you find chametz here or not, presumably that's part of the mitzvah. So it doesn't seem to be bracha levatala, even if you don't find chametz. Nevertheless, there is this minhag ashkenaz to do it. Now, some of the Achronim say, but isn't it just nonsense? Meaning, I took 10 pieces of chametz, I hid it, right? So then they say, aha, no, because Yosef sent, let's say according to the Midrash, Menashe, to first plant the goblet in the sack, and then to search for it. Aha, you see the word chibus even is searching when you know where to find it. So it is, and I'm like, okay, that drives me a little bit crazy. You obviously don't have to do the 10 pieces of chametz. If you would like to, maybe we'll have a share at some point just going through some of it, but I basically told you the basics just now, which is that the simplest shot is you don't have to, because it's either on the search or on the viewer.
Really have chametz the size of a...
Well, they don't know.
Kazayas lying around their house.
I have found in many bedikot chametz the size of a kazayas.
Well, depends how, like people who are like food freaks are not going to find that.
Fine, people who have kids. Yes. Right, the Gemara is like, if you have a weasel in your house, then you must search everywhere because it would drag it. If you have kids, it is like having 10 weasels. Okay? It is like...
You had no...
What? Yes, I had to confront my kids over Shabbos because I keep finding, like, we have, like, the special candies and stuff that we brought from America that are very hard to find here, and like we keep them for like special things, and I'm randomly finding wrappers of them like in the bathroom, hidden behind the toilet, in a bed, because someone is sneaking into the room, right? Like this is, now it happens to be none of that is homemade, because the reason we have all these candies is because my kids are celiac, so these are things that are gluten free and are hard to find here, but let's just say that it was homemade. So that's an interesting question. Good. So that's an important question. That's obviously in the background of that halachic question that we'll get to. Maybe we'll get to when we get to the bracha of Zion, right? I'll be your chametz, right? Which is Zion and Aleph when we actually get there. I think I mentioned to some of you in Seder that when I was in YU, so Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik said that, you know, in the Soloveitchik family, they do not put out 10 pieces of chametz, first of all, because it's not halachically necessary, and because, you know, briskers are famously very fastidious about mitzvot, and the notion of having extra, what? Whatever, they're very medaktik, you know. So they're a little bit scared. Right, exactly. So they're worried about, what, really, I'm going to put extra chametz that I'm hiding in my house before Pesach. So Meir Soloveitchik said when he was a kid, he really, like, he went to school, and in school, what do they tell you? You hide 10 pieces, and then you take a feather and a spoon. No idea. No idea where that's from. You scoop it, and that's the dubedika. And, like, little Meir Soloveitchik really wanted to do it, but his father was having none of it. But he was, like, really, really sad. So he said, finally, his father came up with a compromise in the most brisker of fashions, and they agreed that he hid 10 pieces of matzah. which is, yeah. So... Yeah. Yes, the Nair is actually the word. That's the one we're talking about right now. No. Is that in the Sugya? No, there's no Gzera Nekatov of spoon and feather. I'm not really sure where that came from. I don't know. These are unbelievable. Once you get to Israel, you will realize that slowly you get harassed by before election day with calls from all the different parties. They just don't stop. Yes, it's crazy. They are hysterical. Okay, anyways, so the first step of this Zereshava is from Binyam. Then we have to go to Vayimtza. Vayimtza mi umitzia michipos didei. Right, and then Vayimtza from that, right, and from that. And then Vechipuz Minerot, we then derive that from candles. That God will search Yerushalayim with candles. Now, obviously, it's metaphorical, but okay, new. Venerot Miner, and then we make Exerzo and Nerot, and Ner, Dechtiv Ner Hashem, Nishmat Adem, it's called Chadre Baten. That the candle of God searches the soul, or with the candle of God, which is the soul, God searches the innards. So through that, we learn that when you're doing a search, which is compared to finding, which compared to candles, needs a candle. Candles are for searching. You need a candle. Yay! Presumably, or something like that. Good. Okay. Someone want to tell me what is up, what the problem is right off the bat from this Gemara? Like, what is the major, major problem you have to ask before you even get... That's a really bad proof. Oh, fine. Okay, thank you. It's a weird proof. Four Zereshavas. I don't know what's going on. What? Oh, so where's all these Pukim? So, okay, so you look at it and you're like, right off the bat, mi nahani mili. What does mi nahani mili normally mean? What is the proof? Prove it. Now, if we start quoting a pasuk from the Torah, normally what are we talking about? Doraita. What's the problem? What is it asking about? Is it asking about bidika? Is he asking bidika by candles? Either way, what's the problem? Oh, thank you. Is bidika, well, is it? It might be. So who thinks it is? Who thinks it isn't? Doraita. Biblical. So Tosvot, before you look at the source in the sheet, from the beginning of the year, Tosvot says that Bidika is Derabana, because he says that midoraita, what do you need to do? Bittel. Bittel. Right? Midoraita, bittel baal masagi. So according to Tosfot, what's the point of bidika? No. According to Tosfot. To make sure you don't eat it. Right? You search it, you don't find it, you don't eat it. According to Rashi, why do you do bidika? Well, maybe. So that you don't come to Bal Yira Bal Yimatze. Now, is it Doraita? Still not clear. Remember, and this is what the problem in Rashi. Is Rashi talking about before, according to the Ran? It's Doraita, but only before we instituted Bittel. Right? Remember the Ran? Then according to Rashi, Bidika is Bittel in the time when, Bidika is Doraita when there's no Bittel. But nowadays it's Darabana. Or, according to Rashi, we saw different formulations. Maybe Bittel only works for Chametz She'ina Yadua, right? For Chametz that you don't know where it is. But if it's Chametz Yadua, you have to search. Right? However you want to get into it, if you think that there is a case in which Bidika is Doraita, that is Doraita. So now, if we come to this Gemara, according to Rashi, if you wanted to, how could you read this Gemara? That Minanimili means what? The Bidika is Doraita, and that's why we're looking for a pasuk. According to Tosfot, what do you have to say right off the bat? This is Derabanan, right? Now, what's weird here is, okay, according to Rashi, possibly, this is Doraita. According to Tosfot, it's not even off the ground that it's Doraita. And despite the fact that according to Tosfot, it may not be Doraita, even the Gemara seems to take great lengths, go to great lengths, and they four-way Xerah Shava on a Derabanan to prove that you need a candle. Really? I don't. I mean, I don't know if I do. I don't know. It's weird. But you, right, when you look at this Gemara, you got to figure out, is it Doraita? Is it Darabanan? If it's Doraita, is the limud, right, is the derivation for Bidika itself, or Bidika on a candle? And how did it get there? And if it's Doraita, how is it deriving it from Psukim in Navi and this weird four-way Zereshava? I mean, what is going on? Right, you need to figure out what's going on, because if we want to figure out how important a candle is, we need to figure out how serious of a drasha this is, which, as we said, is quite complicated based on everything we knew about Bidika before we started this Gemara. So, just to be succinct, I gave you two sources that tackle that question head on. The first is Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David takes it very simply, and he says, listen, possibly one. Aval gav de Bidika loraner vade mirabarani. He says, okay. He says, listen. Even if Bidika is Doraita, even, like Rashi, maybe, Bidika is Doraita, do not tell me that searching by a candle is Doraita. This it is not. It is just not that we quote Pasuk after Pasuk after Pasuk. Asmachta. What is Asmachta, according to almost all Rishonim? Shana Bet guys, who were in my shir last year, where we spent an entire week on Asmachta, all the way at the beginning of the year on that first sugya in the Yerushalmi. What? So we saw, according to Rov Rishonim, Asmachta is just Derabanan. It's just either it's as a mnemonic, help you remember, or because it's nice. Right? Rashi and Rambam in one place says it's nice. It's Derech Shir. It's nice. Asmachta is, according to Rov Rishonim, a rabbinic law which we attach to a pasuk. Right, we're someich. Right, we make it adjacent to a pasuk. It's not really from the pasuk, but we attach it to a pasuk either as a memory device or because it's nice. It's always nice to have a pasuk. We saw according to the Ritva that no, asmachla is the weirdest thing in the world,
Doraita that is reinterpreted by the rabbanon.
No, it's a derabbanon that God meant.
That what?
It's a derabbanon that God meant. Right, it's where God planted the possibility of the derabbanon in the pasuk. Really meant it, but it was only advice. It was like God was saying, listen, if you choose to take advantage of my advice.
If God gives you advice, that's by definition.
No, it's advice. I'm not telling you have to. I'm just coding in some advice into the Torah, which if you choose to take advantage of my advice, then you will institute this as a rabbinic law, which in turn will be a reflection of what God wanted you to do all along. He just didn't say you have to.
If God said get a 401k.
Correct. I'm just, again, that's the Ritva. The Ritva says, Asmachta is where God says, This is my advice. I'm not telling you have to. I'm just telling you that if you choose to go in this direction, you have my full support. Just in case you're curious what I, God, want, it's this. I'm not telling you have to. It's just advice. That's what the Ritva says.
Not ever just give advice.
Yes, asmachta, according to the Ritva.
Do we see that saying, yeah, it would be nice if you did this?
I don't know, but that's what the Ritva says. Now, according to the... Possibly, yes. Like Melech. According to some of the... It's a machloket in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. Do you have to have a king? Or, if you want to have a king, then this is how you do it. So according to half the Rishonim and half of Chazal, when it says... When it gives you the psukim of a king, it doesn't mean you have to have a king. It's just like, if you have a king, this is how you would do it. But if you don't want to have a king, don't. Do whatever you want. Because the pasuk says, make us a king like all the nations, which is part of the reason that some of members of Chal say, yeah, it's not that you have to have a king. It's if you choose to mimic the nations and have a king, so this is how you do it. Right, this is how you'd have a Jewish king. You don't have to have a king. You don't want one, don't have one. Right, that's the Barbanel understands it. Fine. But Rabbeinu David says, the Avogav Dabdikat Loraner, Vadai mi de Rabbonani. He says, okay, if you're not in my share, out. If you're not in my share, out. Guys, You can get your food, not during share. Thanks. So he says, even though searching by a candle, even if searching is d'oraita, searching by candlelight is definitely not d'oraita. Amrina minani mili lasmachta alma. So these complicated xerishavas are just an asmachta, which is either, according to Rov Rishonim, just nice, some mnemonic device, or possibly, according to Ritva, it's more fundamental. God hid his preference for candles in the Torah. Whatever. V'chein harbe b'talmud. Oh, alternatively, k'mosh amarnu b'mishnah, shebdikat chameitz imina Torah k'sh chameitz shalo. So he says, possibility one is that all bedika is derabbanan. So definitely bedika lo aner is derabbanan. Possibility two is that sometimes bedika is biblical, like we just said according to Rashi. But even when bedika is biblical, he thinks that what? Candle is not. Ritzoni lomar k'zol batel atov u'mitzvah netzar lasov b'dika mi'ula b'kol kolcho. And therefore, how would you read this Gemara? That b'dika is d'oraita, so why are we quoting all the psukim, which seem to be not proving b'dika, but proving b'dika l'or haner? So he says, it's not really teaching you l'or haner. What is it teaching you? It's do b'dika the most effective way possible, which happens to be a ner, right? So possibly one, according to Rabbeinu David, is this whole thing is derabanan. Bedika is derabanan, so for sure bedika by a candle is derabanan. And nevertheless, Chazal try to attach it to psukim. Possibility two is maybe bedika itself is sometimes biblical, but l'or haner is not. The reason you use a candle is because it's effective. And what you're supposed to do is do an effective bedika. I haven't said anything yet. Nair. We're going to have to figure it out. But Nair. Right now, obviously, so good. Now, Noam already asked the obvious question. Wait a second. Okay, what type of candle are we talking about? So, if either answer here is correct, so what would you say?
A candle, which is like
whichever one's better.
Yeah, right? Meaning, if you think that candle is not like fundamental.
Whichever one's effective.
It's whatever's effective, right? The answer will be, what is a candle in this circumstance? Whatever's effective, because according to the second answer for sure, what does he say? Searching is d'oraita. All the rest of the Gzera Shava, they're really just telling you to do it effectively. And we know, because of the reason the Gemara will say later on, that candles are effective.
Therefore,
presumably, what should you expect to see in the Sugya? That what will a candle be for these purposes? How formally will we understand a candle? What? Very informally. It'll be, candle really means the effective light. So whatever is effective is effective. And light that won't work will be ineffective. Now what about according to the first day in Rabbeinu David? maybe it's the same thing, or maybe not, because the whole thing is Darabanan. So what is the point of going through all these Xerics, the Xerah Shabbos, if the whole thing's Darabanan? So it could be that it's just nice, or it could be that Chazal are trying to tell you that despite the fact that it's Darabanan, we are acting very formally, and we're requiring an error as if it was derived from the Torah, in which case you might, very questionable here, have a more formal definition of Nair on a Darabanan level. Or you might say, no, according to both Deot. Nair, this whole thing is just poetic. Really, all it means is use whatever light is effective.
Right, yeah. And the second one really fits in because it's all about it being Yafet anyway. So.
Good. We're going to come back to the Gemara in just a second. Let's read the Bnei Yeshua and then let's come back to the Gemara. Okay, the Bnei Yeshua also takes this up. The Bnei Yeshua says, V'lichaora. So right off the bat, the Pnei Yeshua says that Rabbeinu David is wrong. He's not commenting on Rabbeinu David, but he says he's wrong. He said, what's the problem with Rabbeinu David in both answers? Again, they're not really in conversation, but what's the problem with both answers, Rabbeinu David? Yeah. According to Rabbeinu David, the focus is Bedika. Except if you read the Gemara, is the focus Bedika? No, the focus is Nair. The Gemara doesn't even try to figure out Bedika. It assumes that you are doing Bedika. Then it goes through a four-step Zereshaveh to prove that you shall search for Chametz the way you search your soul with a candle. Deep in your soul. When God searches Jerusalem and your soul, that is how well you will search for Chametz.
Just like Manasseh searched the bag for the brothers.
Yes, exactly.
Therefore you must hide Chametz beforehand.
So he says, what are you talking about? So he says that now, Bnei Yeshua. Now, the Bnei Yeshua is another problem, which is okay. Let's say the Gzera Shava really is about the candle, which is the simple pshat here. Now, ask me a good question. If it really is Gzera Shava about candle, then is candle fundamental? Yes. Is candle part? And why is candle fundamental to the mitzvah? Because if you read this, took this Gemara seriously.
In a necessary way, it's not
because
we have a pasuk that tells us you need a candle, right? We have four pasukim that tell you need a candle. That right? Nuch besser, right? What's the problem? The Bnei Yeshua has a problem, which is we spent a week learning Dav Dalid. In fact, learning four lines of Dav Dalid, 15 lines of Dav Dalid. On Dav Dalid, why? What is the The Gemara on Daf Dalet was doing what? Why do you do Bedika at night? What was the Gemara's answer? Because that's what people home and candles. What should it have said? If this was true, that like there is four psukim that point that you need candles, what should the Gemara have done on Daf Dalet? It should. What should it have done? Should have said candles. And why do you need candles? Because God said candles. Instead, it was just like, well, you're home at night and you know, people are home. Wait a second. If the reason you need a candle is because God said candles, you think that wasn't important to mention when we were breaking our heads about candles and night? So Bnei Yeshua says, V'avagav de le'el masik Rav Nachmar, it's like misvarad or aner yafet libedika. He says, even though above, it's like a svara. Rav Nachman's like, oh, nighttime, candles. Candles are good for searching. So let's do it at night. He said, that doesn't sound like four psukim worth of fundamental. That sounds the very informal, like, let's do it in the most effective way. I mean, unless you're the Yerushalmi, in which case candles don't work at night. During the day. They just don't work. They work? No, they don't work. You're wrong. You're not seeing candlelight. Afilo achi, boy, nevertheless, boy, Rav Chisda, la'asmuche akra. The pasuk was brought as an asmatha. Ki the mashma the head yebloshen a brighter the besamoch the butter the ketani time ador aner yafilup dika masik avol pishin raya ledavar. His proof is that even though on Dav Zayin Amud Bet does it sound like it's a pasuk, it's a real limud. Yes, but on top of Chet Amud Aleph, which is the part I gave you last week, what does it say? Avol pishin raya ledavar zecher ledavar. It's not a proof. It's a zecher. It's a hint, which implies that this is not as serious of a Gzera Shava as it sounds. Yes. Miu Beloshon HaRan V'Reish Mechilten. But the Ran at the beginning of the Masech L'Mashim Yalfut Adach Yalfut Gemurah Midoraita. But the Ran makes it sound like this limud is real. because it's his source for the fact that Rashi has a bidika d'oraita. El de b'emet yish l'daf dekeich shayich l'melef mi'achad minan dafka or haner. Daha b'hai krad echtiv echapez b'gadal alcheh l'vadeh lo'yach yipos or haner. He said, oh, come on. Then the Bnei Yeshua is like, oh, come on. He's like, what is the first pasuk that we did? Yes, the Binyamin, right? Did Menashe use a candle? No. If Menashe had used a candle to find the goblet, then we wouldn't need four psukim. It would have just said that he came and he looked in with a candle. He didn't, because it was daytime. And that is the beginning of our process. What? You're being so pragmatic. You shouldn't put fire in your bag of grain.
No,
you never. Oh, come on. During a famine, you shouldn't risk burning all the food you have. Come on. That's just so practical. That's your svara. Okay. But yes, that's exactly the point. He says, I don't know, what are you, crazy? He's like, the first limud, you're telling me that you can't search without a candle? What about the first thing on your list? Where they definitely didn't try to burn down their food during a famine. Bad idea. Didn't do it. Doctiv, aboker, or. Furthermore, we already said you don't use candles during the day. And you know when he found them? The day. You know how we know? Because the pasuk says, aboker, or. The morning, there was light, and he chased them. He says, you're right. If this pasuk, he said, even though it sounds like the Gemara is quoting the pasuk to prove candle, it can't be. Either this whole thing is an asmachta, and if it's not an asmachta, then the pasuk is deriving bidika. So bidika might be daraita, and after that, so both according to Rabbeinu David and the Bnei Yeshua, it seems like lemaskana, they think that searching is not fundamentally defined by candles. Candles are more practical. However, it's possible that in the first day of Rabbeinu David, it is fundamental. It's just fundamental on the level of dirabanan. The problem is that the indication that the candles are fundamental is the fact that you see, both Rabbi David and Bnei Yeshua are pushing against the pshat, right? The pshat, as difficult as it is that this whole complicated limud is to prove candle. So this is the major question we have to ask, which is, lim maskana, what is in this sugya, how fundamental is candle?
Just saying it's not smachta, though.
What?
What's the Roman just saying it's not
smachta? So it's just smachta, it's fine. It's just like, still, if you go out of your way to masmachta specifically to prove candle, so then at least in the level of the Rabbanan, a candle seems to be important. Okay. So then the Gemara continues. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Leila Yudalit Bokin Chametz Lor Haner. On the 14th at night, you search for Chametz by candlelight. Afal Pishin Raya Ledavar. And here, right, despite everything we just said, where it sounded like a real limo, the Gemara says, even though I don't have proof, Zeich Ladavar Shnemar, Shivat Yemim Sor Limatzei, Vomer Chavez Begadol Echel Vakatam Chilav, Omer Beide Chavez Yerushalam Ben Yerot, Vomer Nashen Nishmal Adam, Chavez Go Vichulei. My Veomer, why do you have to add all these psukim? Vichite Mahai Ba'edai Kulo, Dikam Rachman, Nalo Badik, Nivirushalam Ben Nahora De Avuka, Dinafish Nahora Tuva, El Benara De Shraga De Zutar, The zutar no retvei, the avon rabba mishtakach, avon zutar lo mishtakach, tashma ner Hashem nishmar adam. Lest you think the reason that God is searching Yerushalayim with a candle is not because candles search better, but because they search worse. Because God wants to say that I don't really want to find your sins, so I'm only going to use a candle and not a torch. That God will search out Yerushalayim for its sins.
But is it like Nechama Pasuk, or is it like a Nechama? Like, is it like saying Hashem's going to be...
In Svanya Parak Aleph.
Because sometimes Hashem says something like, oh, I looked, but I couldn't find. And sometimes he says, like...
No. Here he's going to find it, but the...
So that's a proof that candles are good for searching.
Right?
Depends what the context of the
Pasuk is. Because God doesn't actually want to find our
sins. Nobody found it.
So it's, well, the next words are, and I will punish them. Yes. So he's saying, maybe you would have thought that God is searching for the candle, not because candles are good, because they're bad. Because God is like, look, I'll look. Not so carefully, but like, I'll look.
Right. And then
what makes it be so he specifically okay. So then the Gemara repeats this. That whole limud again. You tired of it yet? Third time. Hi, Oracham Ohechidami. So now the Gemara says, okay, sunlight. What is sunlight? What are you talking? What? Inema Bechatzer. He says, no. He's just saying, where? What are we talking about? So if you're talking about in a chatzer, in your yard, and that's why you're searching by the sun, because you know, you just go out into your yard and you search by the sun. You don't need to search your yard because there are ravens or cats. In this case, cats. Right? In how many ravens have you seen eating the chametz in your backyard?
I have to say, there was a loaf of bread there earlier
okay.
this year.
I don't know. Here's the cats, but fine. Ravens, pigeons.
Oh my God.
Because
the raven in Las Vegas couldn't find the dry land, but he can find the chametz.
To make up for the olive bread.
Because ravens are cruel and they don't feed their children. I don't know. The Gemara loves talking about how ravens are cruel and you should be like a raven and not care about your kids so that you can learn Torah. It is one of the most disturbing drasha in Erevin. Yes. Erevin. Anyways.
Erevin, get it? Erevin?
Okay. So the Gemara says, well, a chatzer, a yard, you don't even have to search at all. Mivnesha Arvin Mitsuyin Shah. Ella Be'achsadra. It's a achsadra, which I didn't want to get too into this, but the Rishonim diverge wildly on whether the achsadra here is a wall-less gazebo or a three-walled gazebo. Those are very different in terms of how much light is there. What? Oh, you're making it too complicated. Meaning, what makes it a gazebo? The lack of walls or the lack of a fourth wall? That's really what they're asking. What I just asked. Tell them. Oh, you've never been to a gazebo? Oh, no, here, right. Right, because the point is, it's something where there's a lot of light. What are you telling me? But an achsadra is allowed to be checked by its light. So, if you stopped right here, and I said, well, a gazebo, whatever a gazebo is allowed to be searched by sunlight, what does that tell me about the importance of candlelight? So the simple shot is that it's not so important because there are cases in which you don't need it, right? So if we had a question in Zion Amud Bet, which is the Gemara really telling you that candles are fundamental, or are they just saying that it's a practical way of searching? So what would be the best Nafka Mina test case, a case in which you don't need a candle and you could still search a well, which the Gemara seems to call in achsadra, right? A gazebo. What? Presumably, because it's not a chatzer. A chatzer, you don't have to search. In achsadra, you do have to search. Because you have picnics in your gazebo. Because they don't. I don't know why. I don't know. Birds don't like gazebos. I don't know. What? Ah, Kasha, I don't know. I don't know what to operate. So, good. So if I stopped right here, and I got to achsadra, and I said, aha, the Gemara says an achsadra doesn't need a candle, it can be used the sun, right? You can use the sun, so then we would have solved our problem, right? We have an answer to our question. Is a candle fundamental? No. It's just the best way of searching. Right? So then the Gemara says, L'tzricha la'aruba de'becheder. You're right, the becheder. The case in which you need a candle that you didn't realize you needed a candle was a room with a sunlight. So the Gemara says, wait a second. U'dehecha de'lahadeh aruba hainu aksadra. If the chametz is directly under the skylight, that is the same as an aksadra. El itzdadin. The Gemara says, you're right. It's a room with a sunlight, but not directly under the sunlight. That is where you didn't know you needed a candle, but we're telling you, you do. Yeah. Okay. So if our main conceptual question here so far was, how fundamental is the need for a candle? Right? Is it just a helpful way of searching? Or is there like some chalos that I need a candle? The test case seems to be, we talked about how it's not clear in the drushot, right? Where it depends. Do you think the drusha, whether it's a real drusha or an asmachta, is a limud about bedika or about bedika l'or haner? But now the test case is going to be achsadra, is a case in which you are capable of searching without a candle. So if you think candles are fundamental, you would think you need it. And if you think candles are not fundamental, they're just the best way to search, then you would say, you don't need it. Good. And so therefore,
check only at night.
So if you have now the achsadra, right? And the achsadra, we see that what? You don't need a candle. We seem to have an answer to our question. Is a candle fundamental? No. Is what I just said obvious? No. Who might not agree with what I just said? The Rambam. Why the Rambam? Very good. Because if you look at 6, the Rambam has a very interesting understanding of the case of achsadra. The Rambam says, "Ein bokin lo l'or levana, v'lo l'or hachama." You don't search not by moonlight and not by sunlight. V'lo l'or ha'avuka, and not by the light of a torch. Ela l'or haner, except by
light of the candle.
Candlelight. Bamed varam amurim. When is that? Bichorim, in the holes of the machbaot, and the hidden places of al achsadra, but a gazebo, porch, sha'ora rav, in badkal or achama dayo. If you search it by the sunlight, it is sufficient. What does it mean, it is sufficient? Very good. So the Kesef Mishnah, number 7, is medayik. That what does the Rambam mean? Umidivrei Rabbeinu Nira, the dafka diavad. The simple understanding of this is, no, you can't do this. You can't have people in and out, sorry. Nope, bye-bye. That is only bidiavad, right? If you search, so in your house, if you search it by sunlight and not by candlelight, does it work? No, even bidiavad. But in a gazebo, on a porch, if you search by candlelight, if you search by sunlight, rather, do you have to search again? No. But when you say that, if you do it by sunlight, it's sufficient, that implies that it's not ideal.
So why? Is it
for the best way, or is it because you might still have chametz there?
So even within the Rambam, you could say he thinks that for some reason a candle is going to be even more effective than sunlight on a porch. Or you could say that the Rambam thinks that there's a fundamental need in the candle. You're right. Where Bidyevit will waive it in the case where you get a really, really good Bidika. But fundamentally, there really is a need in the candle.
Within the case of a sunroof where you're checking part of the house, the part of the room that the sunroof isn't directly over, does the Rambam say that there's like a din in the house? It being inside a house that matters?
I don't know. It's just not enough sunlight then. It's not defined as an
so the right. So the case of Mishnah is midayik.
I don't understand why it wouldn't be to be out at that point. Because you would initially think that you could.
But according to the Kesef Mishnah, it sounds like with the Avad. Does he agree? He says, "V'katav Aram the Mashal Arbeinu Lachatchila Tzarech Levadka Balayla V'bnei Shabnei Adam Mitzvun V'vadayim Avagav Lagatayim Lor Ner Yafel Libdikato V'tush Arei Hakol Bechlal En Boken Lorachama Dita B'Yerushalmi." And what's his proof? Why does he think the Rambam believes that? So according to him, why does he think, guys, why does he, according to him, why does he think the Rambam wants you to do it specifically with a candle? Yeah, but why, where does he think the Rambam gets that idea? From the fact you should do it at night. Right, that he thinks that even according to the Rambam, because according to the, what does he think? That according to the Rambam, when are you supposed to lechatchila do bedika in your gazebo? At night. If you're doing it at night, can you rely on sunlight? Are you relying on sunlight? No. And therefore, the Kesef Mishnah thinks, you know why the Rambam thinks that you need to do it, that it's only bedieved to do it by sunlight? Because what does that mean? That means you're doing it during the day. Right?
Does the Rambam think that it's a danger of people being home at night, or is it like
so that's not right? So that's not clear, right? Because you could say, because if you would say that the main reason that you do it is to do it by candle, that would be weird in the gazebo where you have light. But if you think no, the main halacha is at night, and once you're doing it at night, then candle is really important. So maybe what the Kesef Mishnah is saying is that according to the Rambam, is it fundamental to use a candle? Sort of. It's one way of reading the Rambam. It's a one way of reading the Rambam who says that it's only b'di'eved to use the. To use sunlight is because he thinks there's a halacha and candle. That's one possibility. What's the second way of reading the Rambam? Why is it b'di'eved? You're supposed to do it at night. And at night, right, that night is so important that even though night will require you to use a candle and not sunlight,
but
it's still better to do it at night. But that might imply that for the Rambam, how fundamental is candle? Not as fundamental. Meaning, what's really fundamental is night. Is just the Rambam allows you, but you have it if you want to do the gazebo during the day.
According to the problem with, if you say it's not because the candle's special, the problem with not doing it at night is because the Rabbanan made the takana, assumably that everyone has to check at night.
Yeah,
but that doesn't say anything about your bedika that was done during the day. All it means is that you were supposed to have done it at night, so you're going against the takana. It says nothing about the bedika itself.
Right. Now, what is that going to hang on? That's going to hang on which day do we mean?
Does the Rambam...
Right? So I gave you very briefly, if you just look at 9, then the Bach summarizes, and it's not everyone agrees with the Bach's read, but let me just give you his three positions. The Bach thinks that la'alacha, there are three relevant positions here. Okay? Nimtza yesh b'zeh shalosh svarot, l'dat rashi v'arif, av b'yom yodimol yachol mivzak l'achsadr l'or hachama, afil l'chatchila. He thinks that according to Rashi and according to the Rif, the way you read our sugya is that achsadra lechatchila you can do 13th during the day, and therefore, going back to what we learned last week, does he think that there's a chalos in a takana at yodalet at night? No, and therefore, according to him, is because you could do it lechatchila in the achsadra 13th during the day. Does that show you that there's any fundamental need in a candle? Also no, right? Neither, right? All of this is very practical. L'dat Rambam afil b'yom yudal chatchila yivdok ela l'or haner. He thinks the way he reads the Rambam is what? That what we're talking about here is the 14th during the day, but he thinks that according to the Rambam, it's not just that. What is the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam thinks? That if you do it during the day by sunlight, obviously you'll need sunlight. Why is it b'di'eved? Because you should have done it at night. According to the Bach, how does he read the Rambam? Why is it b'di'eved to use sunlight? Because you use a candle even during the day. So according to the Bach, is candle fundamental for the Rambam? 100%. But according to him, when is the Rambam talking about? The 14th during the day. And according to Rabbi Yerucham and the Rosh, the way he understands it is, you cannot search on the 13th, but when you search on the 14th, you don't have to use a candle. Okay, so the way he understands the Rosh, is the 14th fundamental? Yes. Is night fundamental? No, night is when candles work. But if you don't need a candle, then you don't need a candle, but you do need the 14th. And therefore, when does he think you check the Asadra? Or in the morning. And therefore, if you checked on the cert, right? And he says, according to this idea, what's fundamental isn't the 14th at night, but the 14th. And therefore, Mashmali, to be a Gimel, So according to this, the Bach says that if you check on the 13th during the day, afil bat galor ayom, sharach lach or livdok balayla ledara rosh remini rucham. According to the Rosh and remini rucham, you have to check again on the 13th at night by a candle. Okay. So what we have is that according to the Bach within the Rambam, what do we derive from the case of Aksadra? That a candle is fundamental. And therefore, even the Aksadra is only bidyevet. If you didn't use a candle and it's outside, so fine. But really, according to him, what you're supposed to do is when you're searching, even during the day, when it's totally unnecessary because you're outside during the day, nevertheless, you should use candlelight. But according to, let's say, Rashi, or the Kesef Mishnah's understanding of Rambam, is candle fundamental? No, because according to the Rashi, according to the Bach, when do you do Bidika Nachsatra? On the 13th during the day. So the 13th isn't fundamental. Well, candle is not fundamental. None of it's fundamental. Beseder. According to the Kesef Mishnah, you do it when? So lechatchila, you do it 14th at night. If you didn't do it at night, then you could do it without a candle during the day. So according to him, why is it that it's bidyeved to not use... Please don't do this during shir. No. Yeah, except you are one of 50 people who are doing it. No. Should make an announcement that people should get their tea before shir. Yeah. So, according to the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, what does he think? Is candle fundamental? Not really. It's fundamental is the 14th at night. Right? The only reason to be the Eved to not use a candle at the Sadra is because that means you do it during the day. But according to Kesef Mishnah, if you do it during the 14th during the day, do you need a candle? No. It's just that we'd rather you do it at night when you would need a candle, but that's because it's a din in night, not a din in candle. Right?
Does Rashi think that Bika is its own mitzvah separate from here?
It contributes to beer. Right? That was Rashi's original position. What? Possibly, right? I'm willing to say the Bach is
violated the Takana.
I hear. Okay. You know, let's hold the Yerushalmi for 1 minute. Yeah. Which is about as fundamental as a statement that you need a candle as you could possibly get.
Right.
Yeah, now skip just for a second. Yeah, skip for a second to 13 because we've already seen the Balamor. Now remember the Balamor? What did the Balamor say? That you're allowed to do Bidika when? On the 13th, right? The Balmor was the example of the person who said the 14th isn't fundamental. So if you just look at that, look at what I highlighted there. Afilu biyom sarech livdok l'or haner. Right? That he doesn't think, right? So according to the Bach, as long as you're home and you have a candle, are you allowed to do it during the day? Yes, but are you ever allowed to do it without... No. Okay. Yeah, but are you allowed to? Are you ever allowed to not use a candle? No. So the Bach thinks that 14th at night is, this is the inverse of who? The Kesef Mishnah. Right? The Kesef Mishnah says that really what's important is the 14th at night. And since you're doing it at night, you need a candle. But if you happen to miss out on the importance of night, then you wouldn't need a candle if it was bright enough. Right? The Balamor is the exact opposite. It is not so important to do it the 14th at night. But what is important is that whenever you do it,
then you need to do it with a candle.
Use a candle.
You know that they have no clue what's going on when there are complete opposite opinions with the same information.
Yes.
There's no consistent thing to hold on to. There's only a four-way asmata slash drasha.
Now, I will just throw out, there is a interesting possibility which combines the Ravid with a very radical shita of Nair, and that is the Moedim Uzmanim. Rosh Sternbach, just look at it quickly, is number 15, next one. Ana ilule demastafina amina baze davar chadash. If I wasn't afraid, then I would say something novel. The emet yesh listapek b'hadi ita b'mishnah or la arba'asar. This is just rabbinic language you have to know. Lefia nia da'ati, which means what? In my humble opinion, is rabbinic language for I have a chiddush. Lule demistafina is, which is, if I weren't afraid to say this, I would say it, is I have a really big chiddush, right? Because it's, he's, if he was really afraid, he wouldn't say it, right? It's, if I weren't afraid, then I would say this is true. You know, this, which I'm about to write an entire essay explaining to you, right? Lule demistafina means I have a big chiddush.
You know, up until now, this is why I haven't said this.
Yeah, the same reason that, like, you know, with all due respect, or memechilat kvodo, is I'm about to humiliate you, right? Memechilat kvodo, right? With, may your honor be forgiven, right? Or waived. The be'emet yesh lehistabek, b'hadi demishah or la'arbasar bogin chamet lor haner. Ma'u midah or demin b'digat chamet. How much light do you need? V'hainu t'kamashalon, the ikar zmana k'sheyesh or ma'or hayom dafka. The time for searching is specifically when you still have some sunlight left. Shaz kevin shemeir bayom, ba'or hayom, sarach l'chorim ustakim, shiar heitev or gadol dafka, ma she'en ken achar kach, kishechashechal de gamre, sagi sham bor katan. He says, when it's day and candles aren't so effective, then you're going to need a bigger candle. Because in order to highlight the corner, you need a bigger candle. Where it, when it's pitch black, a candle, even a small candle, is very, very noticeable. And therefore, it, bedika, specifically the beginning of the night, when there's also light, because by doing that, it'll force you to get just not just a candle, but a groisa candle, a nice big candle, right? Now that is indeed a big kiddush, because it means that you should do it at night, but not too late, because then you'll want a candle, but it'll have to be one that's noticeable, so it'll have to be a very, very strong, good candle. Which means that according to the Rav Moshe Sternbach, the entire Gzeira, which according to the Ravid was the beginning of the night, is set up to make you use a candle, but one that is going to be noticeable even when it's not that dark. And therefore, the entire takana of candle is so fundamental that all the halachot were created to create a situation in which you will need... Yes.
Big candle.
But not a torch. Yes, big candle, not torch. Yes, I understand. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, good.
And torch is too wet, right?
What? Okay, good. So let's, before we look at the Yerushalmi again, so now we need to... Guys, so, good. We're on pace to do exactly what I want, which is finish this in 2 days. Right, but let's now at least try to finish the Gemara before we finish for today, which is, okay, so we've talked about light, we've talked about whether a ner is fundamental, but now, Moshe Sternbach only highlights the fact that, wait a second, okay, according to Moshe Sternbach, it's not just that we need a chaloy shem candle, is that the entire gzera was set up in such a way as to require a specific type of candle. So now I have to ask you, right, so now we have to ask you, so the Gemara already said, okay, not a candle and not the sun, a candle and not the moon, a candle and not the stars.
But
now the Gemara says, aha, but a candle and not a torch. So why not, right? Because once, and what possibilities can we take? Structurally. Either, if you think what? If you think a candle is just practical, then what is the Gemara? Then the Gemara is going to say not a torch because a torch is not practical, right? And if a candle is fundamental,
that would imply that
we need to define exactly enough, what a candle is,
right?
And exactly. Enough, what
right. So then there's one more step here, which is it's not just that a candle is practical and Nabucca is not practical, but it's
you must use a candle
because Chazal were mitaking it. Meaning this is the same as last week, right? A what? Why? I mean, when the Gemara says that Avuka isn't good, is it saying that there is no rule you need a candle? What do you need? An effective light source, and an Avuka is not an effective light source for these reasons. Or Chazal were mitakein a candle, and that's the rule. And then there's a separate question, which is why did Chazal say that you need a candle? Then what? And then the Gemara just explains why it made it that kind of a candle. What's the nafka mina going to be? If I have an effective light, I have an effective light that is not a candle. Right? That's going to be the nafka mina. Right? If you think that the Gemara is about to explain why you don't use an avuka, because really the rule is you need a good light, it's just that, what? Now the Gemara is explaining to you why a torch is not good, practically, then as long as I have another objectively really good light, which happens not to be an air, then I could use it, like a flashlight. But if you think that there's a chalois, then...
Takana or a deraisa?
So if it's a takana or it's a deraisa, that you need a candle, and the reason that you need a candle is just, the Gemara is just explaining why that happened, but the fact is that now you need it, so you might think that what? Even if I had an effective light source that's not a candle, my flashlight, then you would say you still need a candle, unless there's still one more possibility that would allow you to use a candle, which is, even according to what I just said, what might allow you to use a flashlight? Even if you think candle is fundamental, what might allow you to use a flashlight? No, that's... You're going from the wrong direction.
Well, if you can define the flashlight as...
Very good. The other way would be to say is maybe a flashlight is a candle. Right? Isn't there? Right? So the reason to... So again, in order to figure out whether the flashlight is good, we need to figure out first, is a candle fundamental or just an effective light? Which, when the Gemara now says, why don't I use a torch? Is it saying, why didn't we set up the takana to allow a torch? Or, why is a torch not practical? Right? If it's just about practicality, as long as a flashlight is practical, you can use it. If a candle is fundamental, so then you might say you can't use a flashlight, or you can, because maybe a flashlight
is an air,
or at least an air for these purposes.
About practicality, you could still use a torch then, as long as you avoided the practical.
Maybe. No, it could be. It could
they're
be.
They're not saying that it's impossible to use it. They're just saying it's a really, really bad idea.
Fine. Good. So what would the nafka mina of that be?
Kobe,
what would the nafka mina? How would you know, Kobe? Kobe opens one more possibility. He's not wrong, which is maybe I'm even being too strong. Maybe the Gemara isn't saying you can't use an avuka. It's saying you shouldn't use an avuka. Right? That the Gemara is saying use the most effective candle you can, the most effective light you can. An avuka isn't as effective, but it's not really ruling it out. Good. So how would you test your theory? No, you would look at what the post can say. What if I did bedika with a torch? Post facto, do I have to search again? If you think that a torch does not work, then I have to do it again. If it's saying it's not ideal, then I shouldn't do it. But if I did it, I wouldn't have to search again. That's what you would search for.
It could be comparable to the sun.
It's not exact. It's about Hama is lumped in with...
Being the same way we tested by the sunlight with the Rambam, you do it by the Avuka here. Very good. Okay.
But then you need to look at exactly when that Sadra.
Yeah. I know. Okay, so let's try to at least get down the Bavli, right? Guys, so let's try to just finish the Bavli today and see the four reasons, but keeping in mind, again, that when the Gemara gives you four reasons for why a torch isn't good, is it saying, one, all we really want you to use is an effective light. There is no Xera that you have to use a candle. It's just that a torch isn't effective for these four reasons. Possibility one. Possibility two, because of these four reasons, we were mitaking formally that you need an air. Or possibly three, even weaker, which is, this is why avuka is an ideal, but maybe it really works, bidyavad. Right?
Possibility four would be that candle's solely a deraisa, and there's no way to...
Fine. When you say that nair is formal, right, that could be on a level deraita or derabanan.
Fit other things
in that.
Correct. And then for flashlights, we're going to have to figure out that question. And then the last question we'll have to ask by a flashlight is a flashlight an air? Right? Because even if you come up with the maskana that an air is fundamental, you still have to say that an air is not, that a flashlight is not an air in order to invalidate.
Stop. Okay.
So let's try to just get through these last few lines in the Gemara. And then tomorrow, we'll read the Yerushalmi. Okay, guys, I'll just tell you. We'll finish the Gemara now. Tomorrow what I want to do is read the Yerushalmi and read the Darkei Moshe according to Mordechai to see whether on this question of candle, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are different, right? And then do your best I gave you, there are many, 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 many tshuvot on this question, but I gave you just a summary from two modern poskim, from Avadia Yosef and from the Piskei Tshuvot, on the use of a flashlight, right? Because it raises all the main svara that you need to do, and you'll see what the poskim say based on everything that we've been doing, okay? So we'll, and then, okay? So the Gemara says, Vavukalo, right, Vavukalo, are you not allowed to use a torch? The Amarava, my dechtiv, noga ka'or tiye karnai miyado, the Sham Chevyon Uzo.
Didn't understand this pasuk.
The pasuk in Chavakuk says, right, a brightness appears as the light. He has rays at his side, and there is the hiding of his power, which shows that God will provide rays of glory for the righteous in the future. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Lama tzadikim domin bifnei shchina lima, right? What are tzadikim light in front of God? Kiner bifnei avuka, like a candle in front of a torch. What does that prove? What's the point of this Gemara?
That a torch
is better, right? So if you can use a candle, you definitely use a torch. And when it comes to Havdalah, you're supposed to use an avuka. Right? You're supposed to use a torch. So the Gemara says, you're right. In certain respects, a torch is better. But for the purpose of Bidika, it's not, for the following reasons. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, reason one. Zeh yachal lachnis l'charon l'stakin. V'zeh yachal lachnis l'charon l'stakin. A candle, you could put in corners. A torch, you can burn the house down. Reb Zvid Omar, Zeh Oro Lefanav, Zeh Oro Lecharav. Reb Zvid says a candle or a lamp, whatever, projects its light before it, which makes it easier to search, as opposed to a torch, which projects light behind it, which makes it harder to search. No, Shir is not done. No, 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 no. Seder's done in 8 minutes. I saw this room. Rav Papa Amar, high boit, v'hai lo boit. Rav Papa says, a torch makes you scared of starting a fire, and therefore you're not going to search as well, and a candle does not. And Ravina Amar, high mishoch nohara, v'hai miktaf iktufe. The candle consistently draws light, meaning it's a steady light, as opposed to a torch, which...
Butter.
Right, it sputters around. Like, it provides more light, but it's less consistent. And for searching, it's important, right? Even though it provides more light, you don't want it to be that there's that Oreo there, right? But at that moment, you know, the torch is there. And so, I didn't see any Oreo. There's no Oreo, right? And then, so those are the four reasons for the benefit of a candle over a torch. And again, just to review, what we need to figure out tomorrow is, what is the Gemara doing here? Is it saying possibility one? A torch is not as good, but b'diavad it works. Weakest read. Slightly stronger read is, if you use a torch, it doesn't work, but that's purely practical. And therefore, if theoretically I could come up with a torch that didn't have these chesronot, it would be fine. Or the most fundamental would be, no. This is the rationale behind saying that candles are the only thing you can use and torches don't work at all. And this is only a why, but not a what. But the what is you must use a candle. Zera. End of story. And that's it. And then for flashlight, we obviously need to answer these three levels of the question. But the last question we got to figure out is, even if you came up with the most fundamental read, that you need a candle, you might say that what?
That you can define a flashlight.
That a flashlight, at least for these purposes, is a candle, in which case it would be fine. So we're left with, again, for tomorrow is just the Yerushalmi. Is the Yerushalmi different than the Bavli, the position of the Mordechai? And then wrap it up halacha l'maisa and figure out what the poskim say about flashlights based on the sugya that we just learned. And that's what you have from Avadia Yosef and the Piskei Tshuvot. Yes, Avi.
Okay.
I don't know. I wonder, but I don't know.
Presumably.